funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning. Welcome all of you to this Mass. Very specially, we welcome the Guadalupanas that are here from all the different parishes. Welcome to the Cathedral. To the people that are visiting us from out of town, McAllen, Houston, Austin, and other places, welcome all of you. We began this Mass always calling on the name of God. That is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of God be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us pause for just a few moments in silence. Let us, with sincere hearts, sincere words, ask God to forgive us for the times that we hurt God. For the times that we hurt one another. We ask for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous faults, therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Kyrie Christe.
We pray, Almighty and ever-living God, whom taught by the Holy Spirit we dare call our Father, bring, we pray, to perfection in our hearts the spirit of adoption of sons and daughters, that we may merit to enter into the inheritance which you have promised. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Reading from the first book of Kings. Elijah went a day's journey into the desert until he came to a broom tree and sat beneath it. He prayed for death, saying, "This is enough, O Lord. Take my life, for I am no better than my fathers." He lay down and fell asleep under the broom tree. But then an angel touched him and ordered him to get up and eat. Elijah looked, and there at his head was a hearth cake and a jug of water. After he ate and drank, he lay down again. But the angel of the Lord came back a second time, touched him, and ordered, "Get up and eat, else the journey will be too long for you." He got up, ate, and drank. Then, strengthened by that food, he walked 40 days and 40 nights to the mountain of God, Horeb. The word of the Lord.
See the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Look to him that you might be radiant with joy and your faces not blush with shame. When the afflicted man called out, the Lord heard him, and from all his distress he saved him. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Blessed the man who takes refuge in him. Taste and see the goodness of the
Reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were sealed for the day of redemption. All bitterness, fury, anger, shouting, and reviling must be removed from you, along with all malice. And be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another as God has forgiven you in Christ. So be imitators of God as beloved children and live in love. As Christ loved us and handed himself over for us as a sacrificial offering to God for a fragrant aroma. The word of the Lord.
From the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? Then how can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters in the risen Lord, this week's gospel continues with the bread of life discourse taken from chapter 6 of St. John's Gospel. And we will continue this course for 5 weeks, this being the third installation. St. John's Gospel, I think, can often be confusing to us, because he so often uses lofty language to focus in on the divinity of our Lord. And many times John in his gospel kind of repeats himself. He retraces his steps by seemingly making the same points, but in actuality, he's making them in a different way with a different and deeper sense of understanding. And so this week, he does, in a sense, repeat himself. This week, we see Jesus defining the idea or ideas that he introduced last week. This week, the bread of life concept that was introduced last week is presented in a, I would say, slightly different way by understanding the source of this bread, understanding Jesus's true origins, understanding Jesus's true identity as opposed to the earthly familiar knowledge of who he was, of his heritage and his parents and their lineage. So I think understanding this backdrop in St. John's Gospel, I would like to kind of narrow in or zoom in, if you will, on one word that really struck me this week as I was going over the Gospel. And that word is murmur. And this word murmur appears twice in the 10 verses of today's Gospel passage. We all know what this word means. What does the dictionary say that it means? Well, this word, when you look it up, I mean, you could have several definitions, but basically the textbook definition is to say something in a low and soft voice at a distance by either one person or a group of persons. And it also could be said that this word murmur means a private expression of discontent. And so the people began to murmur. Okay, and why did they murmur? Because they heard what Jesus said about coming down from heaven. After all, they knew this guy. They grew up with him. But Jesus is speaking to them on a different level, on a different plane. He's speaking to them on a spiritual plane. And when he does, he invites these people to a new level of existence. He's inviting them to live in relationship to him as the bread of life that has come down from heaven. Again, he's talking on a spiritual plane, not on the earthly, flat, one-dimensional thinking of the crowd. Last week, if you can remember, last week was the issue of the spiritual bread as opposed to the earthly feed your bellies bread. And so this week, Jesus kind of expands on this bread of life theme. Jesus explains through this spiritual level of talking that he himself is the source of this spiritual nourishment as opposed to the earthly manna, that earthly food that their ancestors ate back in the desert. Back to this word murmur. Jesus knew what was going on with the crowd. Jesus knew. We've heard Jesus many times in the Gospels say or announce that, I know your heart. I know what's in your heart. And he knew their hearts. And he basically tells them, you know, stop your complaining under your breath, because this murmur weakens the community and it provokes discontent. And even the great Saint Benedict in his rule, he even discussed this in his rule. Saint Benedict used harsh words concerning this type of individual. He says the person who murmurs, the person who causes this, he says they destroy the basic peace and rebel against God and the community. Saint Benedict says murmuring is a scandal and a grave offense. Okay, so I'm sure by now you're saying to yourself, well, where's he going with all of this murmur talk? But I think you can easily answer your own question. Naturally, all of this always leads back to you and I, leads back to us. St. Paul, in our second reading, very powerful reading, and it actually fits in with today's gospel and today's first reading from the Old Testament. Sometimes you can't always get that to happen, but in this case it does. St. Paul in our second reading is writing to that community of believers in Ephesus. And he reminds them, just like he reminds us today, because that letter that was written to that community 2,000 years ago was alive. That's a live letter that's pertinent to us today here in 2018. And St. Paul says, do nothing to sadden the Holy Spirit with whom you were sealed against the day of redemption. In other words, the Spirit is a spirit of joy. This Spirit that we've all been sealed with is a spirit of peace. This Spirit has been given to each and every one of us. We can do one of two things. We can either partake in the bread of life for our own benefit and our own journey toward our Heavenly Father, or we can do the opposite, or we can turn from God and, as St. Paul says, sadden the Spirit by placing our own will and our own desires above loving God and serving the needs of our fellow man, serving the needs of the community. Basically summed up, what happens to us, we give in to the world around us. We give in to murmuring. And murmuring, I think, is the root of all bitterness. It's the root of anger. It's the root of harsh words, gossip, and malice of every kind. You can list them. And we've all succumbed to it, each and every single one of us. Doesn't matter what our station is in life, it happens to all of us. But how do we overcome this murmuring in our hearts and in our communities? Well, it's not easy. It's not easy. Life at times is a struggle. It's a real struggle. But it's the only one we have. And so just like the prophet Elijah, remember Elijah in our first reading, we need food to be strengthened for our journey, but not the food for our bodies, although we need food for our bodies. But what I'm talking about here is the spiritual food. We need the spiritual food to give us the strength to help us become like Jesus, to become that which we take in to our persons, the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord. We need to take on the attributes of the Eucharist and become Christ for all of those who we encounter, beginning and starting with those who are closest to us, our family members. And this, my friends, I hope can and will replace the tendency that we all have to murmur, to get pulled in by it, and to replace that tendency we have to get pulled into the world, to replace it with, as St. Paul says, a little bit of kindness, just a little bit of compassion and mutual forgiveness, again, beginning with ourselves. First and foremost, we need to be at peace with numero uno. We need to be at peace with ourselves before we can spread the peace that we've received from Christ to others. If we're not at peace with ourselves, no way that's going to come out. It may not be as complex as you think. I say, understand and have the faith to realize that when we make communion with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, we become more Christ-like, even with all of our human imperfections. You see, what happens when we receive the Blessed Sacrament, we tap in to the divine. So even when we feel the urge to murmur, to get caught up in it, so to speak, I think we need to recall the spiritual food received in the Eucharist and open our hearts. And if we do this, I guarantee you, it will change everything. May God bless you, and may He always give you strength and courage. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As a community, united in faith, let us bring our needs before God, trusting that our prayers will be heard.
For the church, that we may ever be a source of nourishment to the hungry, hope to the discouraged, and faith to those in despair, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all who have become bitter, furious, or angry, that by the grace of the Holy Spirit, these emotions may be overcome by acts of compassion and forgiveness. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For people who suffer from summer's extreme temperatures and humidity, especially those who cannot afford air conditioning, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those who assist the neediest among us, especially those who are poor, elderly, ill, or disabled, that the grace of God may be known through their work, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Larry Puig, Marcelino Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Ruben Moreno, Jovita Sainz, Edward Kellogg, Lucille Lou Saunders, and Hela Lerma, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
And now, my friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own heart. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. God of goodness, God of mercy, listen to the prayers we offer you today. Find them pleasing to you, and grant them, we pray, in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Be pleased, O Lord, to accept the offerings of your church, for in your mercy you have given them to be offered, and by your power you transform them into the mystery of our salvation through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in you we live and move and have our being. And while in this body, we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so, with all the angels, we praise you, as in joyful celebration, we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed, and interwoven into his passion, he took bread. And giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. As we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
The kingdom, the power, and the
glory. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Bless the John.
Have mercy on us.
Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. And blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. And the blood of Christ.
Amen.
Charlie, body of Christ. Blake, body of Christ. Jack, the body of Christ.
Amen.
Johnny. Debbie, the body of Christ. John, the body of Christ.
Amen.
Body of Christ. Mary, the body of Christ. Body of Christ, right here.
Your table, first to hear your holy word, then partake with one another of the Eucharistic food. Do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. Gather now, O Adam's children, come and take the sacred bread. Now we join in celebration of the words that Jesus said. Do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. Jesus told the 12 apostles, I will give you living bread. Take and eat, this is my body. Then he turned to them and said, do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. Drink this cup of your salvation, of my blood poured out for you.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral.
On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.